The record snowstorm that buried much of the mid-Atlantic forced people to break out shovels and rock salt over the weekend, and also the lawn furniture. It's one of the ethical questions of digging out. After you get your car out from underneath the snow and drive down to the grocery store, do you dibs your parking space with a lawn chair? Everybody probably clears their stairs and their front walk, but do you shovel the sidewalk? Do you grab the last gallon of milk or bag of salt from the line at the grocery store? How do your neighbors react? Whether you're sitting in 2 feet of snow or live through the big storm of 19-whatever, give us a call about the ethics of digging out. 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. And we have some emails that we've received on this question. This from Edward in Milton, Massachusetts. In East Boston, where I'm from, we called it the barrel law, when folks would hold their spots with barrels. You wouldn't take someone's spot lest your tires be slashed. But what if somebody takes yours? You're sort of forced to lower yourself to that level. And here's another email, this one from Tim in Madison. I'm a fence contractor here in Madison, Wisconsin. This year, I was contacted by a homeowner to build a fence for her because when it snowed, her neighbor would plow his driveway over onto her lot. The driveway ran the full length of the lot line to a garage at the back of the lot. The final straw was one night when he came out to ask them to keep the snow on their own lot, which they refused, and she ended up calling the police. Well, what are your ethical quandaries about snow removal? 800-989-8255. Email is talk@npr.org. Let's start with Michael calling from Flagstaff.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Well, I'm calling because in Flagstaff, we just got done digging ourselves out about record snow. It was our third largest storm in Arizona history. Well, the first place that the city likes to dig out is Heritage Square, which is the main town square of Flagstaff. Well, it makes the city irate because the rest of the streets aren't dug out. Everything else is not dug out. But this little square, which no one really uses during the wintertime, is been dug out.
Is that now, a tourist attraction, or is that town hall, or what's there in Heritage Square?
It's the square. There's local in the summertime. There's concerts. There's a lot of things that go on in the summertime. In the wintertime, there's not so much. The reason why it's getting dug out, though, is because there is an underground garage, and there was a weight limit on the top there. And we just don't want to have any collapsing going on. We have an arrangement with a contract with the city, and so. I just kind of wanted to call to make them aware of this. I am the manager of the garage below that.
I see. Okay. You certainly don't want anything collapsing into you.
Yeah. I mean, definitely not there. There's laws here in Flagstaff regarding snow removal. You're not allowed to park your car in the street during a storm, and you have to remove the snow within, within 72 hours of the storm.
Uh-huh.
You have to remove your sidewalks as well, or you will get ticketed.
Ever seen anybody get ticketed for that?
I have. I had a neighbor actually who had a car that was parked out on the street. I think it was broke down. I imagine, and the police actually came to his house. They warned him. They just asked him to remove the car, or they will start citing him. So they'll do that first, and then they'll start citing.
Well, snow emergency routes. You're supposed to remove your car or get towed. Anyway, Michael, thanks very much for the call. People may not think Arizona gets a lot of snow up in Flagstaff. They sure do. Here's an email we have from Jim. Growing up in congested Boston, winter was always a thrill. When news first hit that a storm was coming, there was the jockeying for the space near the building. The closer to your front door, the better. This often meant the cones, chairs, barrels, milk crates went out the day before. Alas, when you spent your time shoveling to get to work in Boston, there are rarely snow days. You mark the spot. Heaven forbid if somebody should swipe your spot. Frozen eggs are really hard to remove. Never flatten tires in your space because that meant you'd lose the space even longer. That's interesting. There are many unwritten rules, but number one is if you get worked at shoveling out, claim your space. If you were the sort of person who just sort of drove their car out, then tough luck, no pain, no gain. However, I now live in Fort Mill, South Carolina, and we don't have that problem there. Let's see if we can get another caller on the line. Let's go to Darrell. Darrell with us from Blacksburg, Virginia.
Hi there. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Well, we're looking for some more, I think. They keep talking about it.
Yeah, tomorrow afternoon and evening, another 5 to 10 to 12 inches.
Yeah, exactly. Well, here in the mountains of Southwest Virginia, one of the things that gets me, I live on a main road, and I've gotten snowed in. Oh, by the way, I'm handicapped. I'm in a wheelchair, and I sometimes walk with quad canes.
Mm-hmm.
I get snowed in by these big plows who basically push snow in front of my driveway, and then people will have a hard time coming and rescuing me. But that doesn't really bother me. What sticks in my craw is I go to downtown Blacksburg, and in several of their town lots, most of the snow has been pushed into handicap spots.
Oh.
And I would hate to say that this is a directive from above saying, they're not paying for the parking spots, but I think it's just somebody who's just not thinking when they do it. But you put a big mountain of snow there and it's not going to melt for weeks.
Agreed. Some places not for months.
Yeah. Exactly. So, it's kind of, maybe to all you snowplow drivers out there plowing big parking lots, you should think about where you're putting your snow.
Okay. Darrell, thanks very much for the call. Good luck getting around.
No problem.
Bye-bye. Let's see if we can go next to, this is Cicely. Cicely, another caller from Flagstaff. Cicely, are you there? She's apparently gone to shovel her sidewalk. Let's go instead to Heather. Heather in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, my biggest ethical dilemma, I think, with lots of snow in Michigan is the drive, because I drive 80 miles one way, and I have to decide, do I call in sick that day because it's really bad, either in the area that I'm living, but not necessarily where I'm working, but... it's kind of an ethical dilemma with me because I'm not really sick, but...
Yeah, it's... don't you have one of those company policies with, relaxed leave policies where they'll let you take a vacation day or something like that?
Well, I'm actually with the school, so I have understanding bosses, and I have lots of sick days saved up, so, they don't give me a hard time about it, but I still sometimes feel bad when it's all sunny in Lansing, but super stormy in Grand Rapids.
And at least the experience here is that schools are the first places to shut down. If they can't get those buses through the side streets, that's it.
Right. But if I live in Grand Rapids where we get lots of snow, but I work in Lansing where they don't get very much snow.
I see. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Then you have to deal with those darn people with dry pavement.
Right.
Heather, thanks for the call. Good luck.
Thanks.
Here's another email. This is Sarah, now of Florida, but she writes, I used to live in Boston without my own driveway and strongly disapproved of people who claimed the parallel parking spots they shoveled with cones or lawn chairs or whatever. It's selfish and paranoid, and even if the spot is not being used by the claimer because he or she is at work or whatever, two spots, in effect, are being used by one person, thereby making the normal city parking woes even worse. Nobody owns the spots in the streets, and very soon enough after a storm, everyone has shoveled out, so there should be a place for everyone to park. I also hated it when I tried to visit my friend but couldn't park in an empty spot for fear of my car being vandalized. It was just unpleasant ugliness, and not to mention, I think almost everywhere, it's illegal. Let's go next to Chris. Chris with us in Park City, Utah, where they certainly get a fair amount of snow.
Hi.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, so I live in Park City, and we normally get the amount of snow that you guys are seeing on the East Coast there. And I live in a situation where across the street from me, there's a sidewalk that my neighbors are allowed to park on, and the city actually plows. But on my side of the street, we have to hand shovel. And what I find happening on a regular basis is the people that live across the street will wait for the plows to come through, which some days could be up to 3 days, and they'll pull into my hand shoveled spot, never do any shoveling, and then as soon as the plows come, then they park on their side of the road.
And do you are you one of those people who tries to put cones or milk crates out there?
I'm kind of anti that as well. The city frowns upon it. I have a neighbor that also lives across the street from me. She has a hot tub in her garage. She never hand-shoveled her driveway and parks in it, but she does park on the city street, and she does cone it off.
Really?
Yeah, so I have a couple conflicts, and certainly coning off my spot isn't something that I want to do because of these two different conflicts. It's an interesting situation.
Interesting. All right, Chris, thanks very much.
Sure.
This email, another one from a former resident of Boston. This is from Amy in Hatfield, Massachusetts now. Well, I lived in Boston several years ago. Mayor Menino declared war on the neighborhood of South Boston, where the tradition of shaving your shoveled-out parking space was entrenched. The mayor started sending trucks to take away anything left in the street to claim a space. It didn't take long before Southie residents started putting out their old toilets, filing cabinets, or anything else they wanted to get rid of. I don't approve of saving places, but I had to laugh. And this an email from Sherry. Being from Cleveland, Ohio, I use my snowblower on about a 1 foot section of my grass by my garage. Just seeing all the grass all winter long makes me smile. Also, for my mailman, I shovel a path across my lawn so he doesn't have to walk down to my driveway to go to the next house. Well, there is a true Samaritan. And let's see if we can go finally to Julie. And Julie with us from Westford in Massachusetts.
Hi.
Go ahead, Julie.
Hey, I just wanted to offer a helpful hint. For those that are stuck shoveling, because I'm sure if you're not used to snow, you don't have a snow blower. If you have a lot of snow to shovel, when you first get out there to start, throw it as far as you possibly can so that you have room to throw more snow. By the time you get to the end of where you're shoveling from, if you also have to get over a big mound, you're making more work for yourself. So I've lived in the Northeast between New York State and the Snow Belt and New England for all my life, so just thought that might help those that are stuck with it now for
And while we've been talking about people who block off their own car spots and that sort of thing, there are also many, many people who go and shovel the sidewalks and the walks of people who are elderly or who are disabled.
That's right. And if you're helping people out, the best way to do it is really get it out of the way so that anybody who has to come after you can still get to it. So good luck with it.
Julie, thanks very much for the call.
Well, you're welcome.
We'll end with this email from Richard in Racine, Wisconsin. Many of us in the upper Midwest watched the eastern snowstorm with great interest while wryly smiling, thinking about our next snowstorm. To be sure, 2 to 3 feet of snow is a lot of snow, even here. However, it's just another snowstorm where I would get up early, extra early, to shovel and snow blow my corner sidewalk before the kids need to get to school across the street. Good luck out east. Shovel early and often, breathe deeply, and revel in a job well done. And, of course, the forecast suggests we're going to get to do it again tomorrow or Wednesday morning anyway. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.